This is the Money Savvy podcast from MoneyWeb, where we tackle personal finance matters with leading financial advisors. Your host, Buitumelo Ntsoko.
Welcome to the Money Savvy podcast. I'm Buitumelo Ntsoko. With interest rates rising, many people are wondering whether to put all their extra funds into their bond or to invest it. Joining us on this episode to share her thoughts on the topic is Alka Brink, who is a wealth advisor at PSG Wealth. Welcome, Alka.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, what should you consider before looking at putting extra funds into your bond?
I think this is such a relevant topic, and I think so many, especially younger people, but I think investors in principle always have the mindset that they want to prioritize paying off debt or paying off a bond and first handle this sector of their life, if I can call it that, and then only start saving or investing. And I think that's a very important mind shift that needs to be made. The ideal is eventually that you prioritize both. Eventually, when you get to retirement or late in your life, you still need a fundamental portfolio that you can live off. So you need to be able to build up a portfolio that's going to be able to replace your income one day. So if you prioritize too many years in your life paying off a bond and you're not starting to invest and save, you're just missing so much time to build up a portfolio that you'll also need one day when you retire. So I would say it's important from day one to prioritize both. So yes, you do need to pay off your bond, but to me, the priority is almost rather prioritizing an investment portfolio, because the value of time and compound interest is so much more valuable than losing maybe 10 or 20 years or even more by focusing on one thing.
And if you do decide to maybe focus on both, what would be the percentage split that you would advise?
I think there's a few considerations that need to be taken into account, and the answer will differ in different phases in the market. It's important to see firstly what interest rate you are paying on your bond. And this will be different maybe for different people and different phases of when you took out the loan or when you took out the bond. And together with that, what cycle are we in the market? Are you earning high returns in the market, or are we in a lower return environment? And then we can change our priorities as cycles change. I think if we're in a low interest rate environment and you're earning significant returns on an investment portfolio, you definitely prioritize the investment portfolio rather. Where if we're maybe in a higher interest rate environment and a lower market return space, that can be changed around. So I would definitely not see this as a stagnant type of decision. It will change according to market cycles. But I think it's important to find a good balance between ensuring you are saving sufficiently for retirement and ensuring you have an emergency fund in place. You don't want to increase your levels of debt should there be an emergency, and rather have short-term cash available should you need something. And then together with that, you can pay off the bond. So I think it's always good to go sit and do an analysis either yourself, or of course, it's always recommended to sit with a professional advisor that can really make appropriate recommendations on how to split it and how it will work in your portfolio.
Now, if you have a excess bond, how does this scenario change?
An excess bond has a lot of benefits. So there are benefits that you have accessible funds. So basically, it would be a type of bond you, for example, take out on a home loan, and as you put more funds into this type of investment or this type of bond, you are essentially paying off the home, for example, but the funds are accessible. So you can, if you have a short-term requirement for cash, you can take funds out of this excess bond again. So it can be seen as a benefit for what I just mentioned, having short-term cash available should there be an emergency or should there be a requirement. I think it's just important to keep the bigger picture in mind that you're still one day going to be having to build up a portfolio that you're going to live off one day. It's not recommended to live off an excess bond. You're going to need the diversification of different asset classes in your portfolio as well. And I think it's also important to just ensure what rates you're paying. So also taking in account that whatever type of bond you have in place, you are paying for it essentially. So ensuring you know exactly what type of bond and what type of rates you have in place, and just keeping that in mind when you are also building up your portfolio for yourself, where you are saving and investing on a monthly basis.
If you have a rental property, would it be better to direct these funds to paying off the bond on it?
Essentially, the ideal place you want to get at one day, and if we look at the where we want to be when we get to a retirement at least, is you do want to be in a space where you don't have any debt or you don't have anything that still needs to be paid off. I think it can become a quite comprehensive topic if we look at property and talk about property and what role it plays in your portfolio. But I think if you have an additional property that you're renting out, in many cases, it only really becomes profitable once your bond is paid off. I think in most cases, normally the rental income is only supplementing some of the bond payoff you have, or not even replacing it in full. So I think you normally only really start making a profit once the bond is paid off. So there are scenarios where you would want to prioritize it. But once again, I would be careful to just prioritize this and maybe lose 20 years of building up a portfolio where you could have built up a significant investment portfolio that can assist you further in your life. So the general rule of thumb when it comes to planning for retirement and building up a sufficient portfolio is that you need to save between 15 and 20% of your income for your working lifetime, which is normally around 40 years. Taking into account inflation and taking into account an average return of around 10%. So there is a lot of commitment that is needed to build up a portfolio that you will be able to replace your income at retirement. And I think, unfortunately, and especially in South Africa, too many investors wait too long and save too little. So there's a reason why only around 6% of people can retire, is that I think we just wait too long. We start only saving in our 40s or even 50s. And I think there are two mistakes here. I think we lose a lot of time. And I think a lot of investors are saving too little. So even if you're earning a proper return on your portfolio, you're not saving percentage-wise enough compared to what you are earning to be really able to replace, to have the correct replacement ratio in place that you can one day replace the income that you were earning before you retired.
Just staying on the rental property tip, if I'm a pensioner and I've got a rental property and it's paid off, would it be a good way to generate an income to supplement my living costs?
I think an additional income is always beneficial. I think it would depend what your portfolio looks like. Do you only have the rental income that's coming in, or do you also have an investment that you are living off of? I think the ideal resilient investment portfolio would always consist out of different asset classes. And by that, I mean equity exposure and cash exposure and bond exposure, local and offshore exposure, and property also fits in as an asset class of its own. I think earning a rental income from a property carries its own risk. I think there are a lot of maintenance costs and things like levies and taxes that also need to be paid on a property. And I think the income you earn is sometimes a little bit limited in terms of, it's not as if you can increase your rental income that you're asking with by 10 or 12% every year. You can maybe increase with inflation if even as much, but where the average return over the longer term on an equity portfolio, for example, can be 10% plus. So if you have a well-diversified portfolio, the chances that you, the percentage earning that you can potentially earn can be much higher in a more diversified portfolio, including equity exposure, compared to just having rental income that's maybe not even guaranteed. Maybe there's a few months that you don't have someone renting or whatever may take place in terms of that. I think it's just not 100% guaranteed income. So I would recommend to diversify, not just having the rental income, but having other asset classes in your portfolio as well.
Now, going back to the paying off your bond versus investing, if I choose to go the investing route, what's the ideal financial position I should be in before doing so?
I don't think there's ever an ideal financial position to be in. I think that's the one important thing with investing. I think it's better to just start somewhere than to wait for a moment. I think so many, and especially younger people, sometimes feel they don't have so much to invest, so now they're just not doing anything at all. And having the value of time and the value of compound interest, even just investing 100 rands will make a major difference over 20 or 30 year term. So my recommendation with investing would always be to start as early as you can, even if it's really little, and don't try to time the market. I think especially in the space where we're in now, again, for example, where there's a lot of uncertainty in the world, both not just in South Africa, but globally. And a lot of people hold back then on investing and waiting for a better time or waiting for things to turn around. And before you see it, another 3 years have passed and you missed a few good days in the market, days that no one can predict. We never know when the positive days exactly will be. And we also don't know when the negative days will be. So it's essentially impossible to try to time the market. So it's just about having time in the market, as they say. So I would just say start whenever you can with what you can and have the benefit of time.
And which investments should you consider if you have, let's say, adequate retirement funding and cover for life's unexpected events?
I think if you already covered in that area, so you have all the appropriate risk cover in place and you already ensured that you are fine for retirement, there I would supplement that. I would firstly be sure that I'm definitely 100% comfortable for retirement. I think certain retirement type of products have certain tax benefits tied to them, which would be why a lot of people prioritize those products first. But together with that, I think you can start building up a portfolio that's maybe more accessible, that can also be enjoyed at retirement for holidays and traveling, and maybe also be seen as an emergency fund. I think no one has ever complained of having too much funds at retirement. So I would definitely recommend just building on that. I think at the moment, we can see the power of inflation again. And I think as life becomes more expensive, I would rather plan more conservatively and make provision for a life that becomes more expensive to sustain the same standard of living. So rather saving conservatively and investing more than perhaps you thought you would have needed, and ensuring that you can sustain the lifestyle that you would like to one day.
Thank you so much, Alka. That was Alka Brink, who is a wealth advisor at PSG Wealth.
Thanks for listening to the Money Savvy podcast, hosted by Boitumelo and Sorko. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Money Savvy.